Tantor Audio presents The Vanishing by Wendy Webb. Narrated by Exie Sands. Prologue. Havenwood, December 15th, 1875. Something was wrong. Serafina opened her eyes. The people were still around the table, eyes tightly shut, their hands joined together, making an unbroken ring, just as they should be. The candles were flickering, their small warm glow illuminating the darkened room, just as they should be. But not all was as it should be. Serafina could feel it. There was a rumbling where a whisper should have been. And then silence, complete and utter silence. There were no spirits, just a deep, dark void. She closed her eyes and tried again, knowing she had been at the center of scenes just like this hundreds of times at the request of grieving families, desperate to get in touch with their dearly departed. Or simply those who wanted proof of a life beyond this one, the curious, the ones who loved to feel the tingle up their spines when the candles were blown out in a whoosh, when the spirits started speaking. Some people, when they had seen her perform on the stage or attended one of her seances, would ask Serafina whether she was actually hearing the voices of the dead, or somehow picking up on the wishes of the people around her. The mother, desperate to know her child was still somewhere, anywhere, but cold and silent in the ground. The widower, needing to hear his wife's voice again, gently telling him she would be waiting when his time came. The grown son, unable to go on without knowing his mother was finally free of pain and happy. These skeptics wondered if perhaps she had spoken to the people beforehand, asked them about their loved ones, or received the information in another way. But Serafina knew what she knew. She heard the voices whispering to her, at first soft in her ear, as though they were wafting.